Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Deacon John Kerrigan, chaplain of the Catholic community. It is the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, and the readings are from Cycle A.
This past autumn, our friend in faith, the Reverend John Ortberg, who's the pastor at nearby Menlo Church, produced a podcast entitled, What Were You Thinking? In talking with each of his guests, he poses the question, what was the light bulb moment that changed the trajectory of your life? Ron Johnson was among those with whom Ortberg spoke. Johnson, who had 20 years of enviable success, first at Target and then at Apple, eventually encountered 3 years of highly publicized adversity while leading JCPenney. Johnson's light bulb moment was poignant. Quote, "We all have a pool of tears that puddles up beside us, whether due to work or family or something else. Those tears can nourish us or drown us. I decided to let that water breathe new life in me." In another conversation, Nancy Duarte, a leader who's influenced the way the world looks at brands like Google, Salesforce, and Twitter, talked about the challenges associated with nearly having to shut down her business during the dot-com bust. Her light bulb moment? Showing vulnerability and learning to live in what she called the messy middle. Now, you and I have about 50,000 thoughts each day, but despite that fact, haven't we all had the experience of an insight or a thought that's moved our lives in a completely new direction? Our gospel passage this afternoon contains one of the most startling accounts in the history of salvation. Couldn't we all ask, what in heaven's name was Jesus thinking, standing in line with sinners seeking to be baptized? During the early days of the church, believers struggled with this question as well. If Jesus was willing to seek out John for a baptism of repentance, did he see himself as a sinner? Matthew's gospel suggests as much. After all, didn't he report that John exclaimed, "It is I who need baptism from you, and yet you come to me?" So how do we answer our "what was Jesus thinking" question? Earlier in Matthew's gospel, we hear about Jesus as a child who went with his parents to Nazareth and grew in wisdom, age, and grace. In today's gospel, though, Jesus is no longer a child. He's an adult who's facing a significant turning point in his life. For he's beginning to understand more fully that God has called him to proclaim the good news about God's love, that same good news that today moves you and me to change our lives in order to follow him. Many of us believe that Jesus knew all along who he was, what he was to do, and what would happen to him at the end. But if Jesus was human, that couldn't be the case. Yes, Jesus was fully God, but in his humanity, he wasn't aware of what was to happen. So in our account of today's gospel, Jesus, now an adult about to begin public life, makes the decision to be baptized. And in going through with that decision, he has this light bulb moment. He becomes aware of the extraordinary coming of the power of God upon him. Jesus being baptized is the central image of the mystery of redemption. For in doing so, he entered into a radical solidarity with all women and men. He took on the condition of our sinfulness, having himself not sinned. The Lord longed to experience and be part of our lives. Jesus, the one more powerful, assumes the position of weakness. And maybe that's his other light bulb moment, realizing that it's precisely in weakness that he is the beloved. Now, I don't know about you, but I often fail to personally appreciate the very human Jesus and what he experienced as he grew in his awareness about his relationship with God. His baptism, his 40 days in the desert, his transfiguration, they're experiences that seem so much more dramatic than the events that occur in your life and mine. But when you think about it, most of the events in Jesus' life are much more similar to what we experience than we care to admit. So as we reflect on Jesus' baptism this afternoon, let's ask, what might be our own light bulb moment? This afternoon, this coming week, the year 2020 and beyond. And perhaps it's this, realizing that what is said of Jesus is said about you and me, that we are beloved sons and daughters of God. This message, so apparent in our readings, is at the heart of the gospel. And if you and I allow ourselves to absorb the light of that truth, our lives will be turned around. Jesus came to preach the fulfillment of God's promise. As an observant Jew, he would have been familiar with the words from Isaiah, "Upon my servant I have put my spirit. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you. I set you as a light for all nations." This prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus. It needs to be fulfilled in you and me as well. Consider elsewhere in Isaiah and in the Psalms. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have written your name in the palm of my hand for all eternity. I knitted you together in your mother's womb. I love you. I embrace you." And what happens when the light of Jesus' mission burns brightly within us? Our lives become more and more like his. For that's what they're meant to be. And once we realize that fact, we start to act with the knowledge that we are beloved in every aspect of our lives, our joys, our struggles, our questions. Today's Feast of the Baptism of the Lord also marks the final day of the Christmas season, as well as the first day of ordinary time. As such, it forms kind of a hinge moment in the church calendar, one that reminds us of the joy experienced at the birth of Jesus, and also reassures us that we're loved by God and need to be true to his calling. And so each day, you and I need to be reborn and renewed in the spirit of Jesus. We need to go forward into the weeks of this year as men and women on whom the waters of baptism never dry. Now, as a possible aid on that journey, I've listed some resources on page 4 of the bulletin. If you have one, if you could open it right now. And on the left-hand side of page 4, you'll find various websites and apps and blogs that may help you in your prayer and reflection. They come from places like Creighton University, Boston College, the University of Notre Dame, as well as from the traditions of the Dominican sisters, brothers and priests, Jesuit fathers and brothers, and thousands of lay women and men. Now, I've listed 9 of them for a reason. Because in Scripture, 9 is an imperfect number, and so I want that to be a little bit of a burr, an itch, so that you can add your own, something that you find fruitful in your prayer. And as this year 2020 unfolds, may the experience of God's immense love for you and me, as God's beloved, be a game changer. And may that light bulb that clicks on from each act of justice, charity, and humility that we perform remind us about just how gently God's favor rests upon each of us.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.